I'm Gemma Kearney.
Yeah? Prove it. I'm Ian Lee, and here's my documents. Passport.
He has no passport.
I have a passport.
This guy's full of rubbish.
I'm full of rubbish. But I tell you what is not rubbish is the Big Brother's Big Ears podcast that you are about to listen to. Well done. You've made a brave decision to download it. Don't know why you weren't listening to it on Friday. Probably out having a laugh. You shouldn't be doing that. You should be listening to us 11:30 on Friday night. But you've done the next best thing in downloading it.
We had a rustle because you were going for it.
I stopped and then you didn't pick up the slack.
We had a rustly bowl tonight.
We saw Gemma's rustly bowl. We had Imogen, who I believe was in Big Brother 7. Her last name is Thomas.
Yep.
And she wasn't in the studio. She couldn't make it.
We spoke to Jen briefly, then she got cut off, and then she came back.
I don't believe she did get cut off. I just think she wanted to go.
Yeah, fair enough. You were telling her about tips for eBay. I was a bit all over the place. It's a great show.
I would give the show you're about to listen to 7 out of 10.
Okay.
7 out of 10. Enjoy.
Jay uses his daily bonus minutes to call his mummy before bedtime. Big Brother, sponsored by the Daily Bonus from Virgin Mobile.
6 lattes a day.
Big Brother's Big Ears.
Can't believe it's time for another Big Brother summer again.
More housemate madness will they ever learn.
I'm turning on, tuning in, and ready to be Big Brother's. Big Brother 9, bring it on!
This is Big Brother's Big Ears.
So I can't wait for Big Brother this year. I'm literally going to wet myself. I can't wait!
Live from channel4.com/Big Brother with Ian Lee and Gemma Kearney.
I love it.
Yeah, I've just noticed... I've just noticed that you can't see me on the webcam because you're hogging the webcam, Kearney, for goodness sake. Stop shaking those things and let me... Hi there. Wow, Big Brother tonight. Wasn't it exciting? It was exciting. So exciting, a tiny little bit of wee came out when I was watching it.
You said that a few times. Do you wee yourself often?
Yes, I do. I do. It was very exciting. Jen getting booted out and 3 new housemates.
That was the best bit.
Whose names I can't remember. I know one's called Munya.
Is it one? No, Maysoon.
Maysoon?
Munya, where'd you get that from?
Belinda and the other one.
Belinda and Sarah.
Okay, well, it's exciting stuff.
It's a bit like when Sylvia got kicked out, everything got taken away because everyone was talking about the spitting incident.
Yeah.
Jen gets kicked out, her eviction parade's been weed on. We had 3 new housemates, Maysoon, Belinda and Sarah. And that means that there's been 20 housemates all together in the house so far. 20. That is a lot for us to keep up with.
Man,
and it's only 4 weeks in.
And someone's taken away the bit of paper that's got all their pictures and their names on. Gemma, we're flying naked tonight.
It's all good.
Gemma Kearney, Ian Lee, this is Big Brother's Big Ears, the only show that gives you, dear listener, the chance to have your say on Big Brother. This year, you can get on the phone, text, and go online to air your views. I shall read how. You can call, this is the important bit, the phone number. You can call us on 0871 200 1048. 0871 200 1048. Calls cost 10 pence a minute from a BT landline. Calls from other networks may vary and from mobiles will cost considerably more, like they do anyway. You can send your messages into us by texting the word EARS, followed by your comment to 83188. Oh, and look, the names are being handed to us by Work Experience Sam. Thank you, Work Experience. Text the word EARS, followed by your comments to 83188. Text to charge that uses standard network rate. Terms and conditions for our phone and text services can be found at channel4.com/Big Brother. I believe there is also a thing like a forum there where you can post stuff.
You can go on the forum. As ever, I'm going to be on the website tonight providing the actual mouthpiece to your questions and comments.
The mouthpiece?
The mouthpiece. It's my slight lisp.
I do like a list.
Mouth.
Yes.
Your slight mouthpiece to your questions, comments about tonight's epic show. You can do that on channel4.com/Big Brother. Do it. They've given us the wrong... We know all these people. We need the pictures of the new housemates.
I don't remember all of these people, I'll be honest. I don't remember all these people.
You remember her?
Alexandra.
Remember I told you.
You'll never be ready.
The question tonight, did the public get it right in evicting Jen? There was a lot of hatred for Jen.
She looked like she was going to cry. She was squinting.
She did that. She was doing that. I'm not going to cry face, but inside I'm crying quite a lot. I wonder, can we find out what the percentage was? Because I
reckon it's pretty high.
There was a headline on one of the papers today. Jen is less popular, more hated than Alex.
Really?
Yeah, because Alex got about 86% of the vote.
Right.
Sylvia got about 90%.
Right.
Wouldn't be surprised if Jem was up to about 93, 94% of the vote.
More hated than Alex. That's pretty
harsh. Can you give us a call? 0871 200 1048. If you have voted for Rex or Jen, and tell us why you voted for them, please. The three new housemates as well. First impressions, Gemma, yeah. they're what counts in this business. You'll learn that. What did you make of them?
Belinda, Belinda, Belinda. I liked her.
She was the
theatre director.
Oh, she looks familiar to me. She looks...
Have you ever done any acting?
Yes, I have.
You come across like you would.
Yes, I've done a little bit. I did performing arts.
Right.
Yeah, I did. I was a ponce.
But I did it as well.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, what a waste of 3 years that was. but I'm sure I've come across her before. Who are the others? Sarah? Was the Angelina Jolie lookalike.
Yep. Pretty hot.
Big nose, everyone was saying here.
Oh, that's just rude.
You were one of the ones saying it.
I did not say that.
All of the ladies here, who all have their own imperfections, were saying, oh, look at her big nose. She's got a big nose, isn't she? Oh, she's like Gerard Depardieu, one of them shouted.
I didn't say she had a big nose. She looks like Angelina Jolie.
Okay, and how do you think the house... Do you think the house is going to change with those three?
Definitely. There was definite need for an injection of new life.
Mm. Dale's face, though, when the first Sarah went in, was like, I don't recognise her. How long has she been here? Has she been here? I've not seen her before. Give us a call, 0871 200 1048, and tell us what you think. We'll also be speaking to tonight's unlucky evicted housemate, Jennifer, and we'll be we're recruiting three new super supporters for the housemates that have entered tonight. So get on the phone for your chance to support one of the lucky ladies that have just got into the house. Plus, we're joined on the telephone by Big Brother 7's Imogen. Hello, Imogen.
Hey, how you doing?
Well, hang on. I'm disappointed. I wanted to see you in the studio. Where are you?
You know what? I am going to come in a couple of weeks' time. It was a big mess up with the taxis.
Oh, man. Those taxis.
I know. They say they're buzzing my flat, and they're not. They're not even outside. You know what I mean?
So, hang on. They're saying they buzzed in your flat, and then knocked, and you went outside?
No, they said they were outside, but they weren't. They weren't outside, so they must have been in a different street somewhere.
Damn you, taxi drivers. I'm not going to get to meet Imogen this week. Well, Imogen, it's good to have you on the phone. Thank you for that. You were in Big Brother, 2 years ago?
2 years ago. It seems like so long, but it's just flown by.
You were the Welsh lady, weren't you?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Yeah, do you think I sound Welsh?
Just a little bit. Having been in it a couple of years ago, are you watching it now? Can you watch it now?
I am watching it. I don't know. Like, last year, I thought it was rubbish, but, like, this year, I'm kind of into it. I don't know why. And I think it's just because, like, I'm getting home in the night and I'm like, right, OK, I've got nothing else to do, I'm just going to stick it on.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I've just, like, watched it. And tonight, like, there's three new housemates. I was like, oh, my God, are they going to be hot? I don't know why. I don't want them to be hot. I'm like, no.
Why? Why don't you want them to be hot?
I don't know. Because, like, you know, when you've been in the house yourself and then people say that you were the hot one and then someone else goes in and who's hot, you're like, what? There's competition now.
You want to be the hottest Big Brother contestant of all time.
Yeah.
Well, I have seen some of your pictures on the gentlemen's magazines and let's just say you're very hot, Imogen. There's no denying that.
Thanks, babe. Thank you for that.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Those girls in there tonight are hot.
Apart from the third
Both
one.
Girls. There's three girls that have gone in this evening.
Yeah, two of them are hot. The first one, Angelina Jolie one. Yeah.
Big nose.
Someone else told me that just now, actually. My sister just called me. My sister just called me and said, Imogen, she's got a big nose.
Yeah, very
And I went,
nose.
What? So I'm going to have a look at that again now.
Girls are horrible. Girls are so horrible.
Aren't they just?
I know. That was my sister. She's 9 months pregnant out here. She's like, she's got a big nose.
Oh, it's well, like, she can talk. She's got a big fat belly.
Yeah, I know. I was like, Lana, shut up. But anyway, I could see like a bit of like resemblance. Yeah, but not fully, really. The whole Angelina thing.
She's got big lips and big eyes, that's it. And cheeks.
You know what I mean? Like, not really. I think that's a really great compliment.
Can I just interrupt and say, Angelina Jolie has told me she thinks I'm very funny and kissed me on the cheek. That's a true story, Lizzie.
I am so jealous. I'd love to meet her. Oh. I just love her and Brad Pitt.
I reckon that was in his dream.
No, it's a true story.
Anyway, later on in the show, I'll be asking Imogen your big up questions from the website. Sign up now and decide which questions you want to ask the guests on the show. Go to the website to find out more.
But the question I need to answer is really, what's been going on in the house, eh?
Live from channel4.com/Big Brother.
This is Big Brother. The housemates nominated for eviction this week are Rex.
Yes.
And Jennifer.
Monsieur Dale is preparing in his head a little speech he's going to say to you. He's going to pull you out the side after in a room and he's going to have a word with you.
Why don't you talk about your restaurant some more? Because we don't want to hear about it. That's apart. Why you're up for nomination. Woo!
Oh, no.
Oh!
So then why is Jen up then? What does that make any difference? He doesn't talk about restaurants.
I think Dale and Jen have actually done it yet then.
No. But somebody said they may have had a sly kissy-kissy.
Have you actually seen them snogging?
No. Rebecca claims she heard it last night.
What did she hear?
The snogging. Oh.
No, I'm not jealous. I said that about them bringing females in here who would be potentially rivals in whichever way. I said I wouldn't be jealous, and I'm not. But as well as that, to me, if somebody likes you enough, that they won't show an interest in that in anyone else. So if anything, bring them in, and that shows judge of character.
Come out! I want to go home. Let me out. I'm cold!
All housemates must play the same instrument they played in last week's music lesson.
We can't. We're going to switch no matter what, so it doesn't matter. You don't have to give us a token. We're not going to play the same instruments. It really doesn't make no difference what you say.
Big Brother has decided to cancel the task.
Oh.
You spoilt it for everyone. Darnell, you've let the house down, you've let yourself down.
Yeah.
But most of all, you've let Big Brother down.
Jen, it's now time for you to say your goodbyes. I'm coming to get you!
You're going home.
Hello, Crawley.
Ooh, that was a lot of booing for Jennifer this evening.
There was
evening.
No cheers.
A lot of... Imogen? Hello, Imogen?
Yes?
I missed the thing with Darnell this week, getting all stroppy about the instruments. Did you see that?
Oh, my God, I missed that. I didn't see that.
Hey, one second. We've got a caller on the line. Hang on a second. Nora?
Hello.
Hello, Nora. Did you see Darnell getting stroppy about instruments?
I didn't see it on TV, but I did see it or read about it on the website.
And what happened?
Basically, he was called in, I think, told that they were going to have to compose their own music.
Right.
And he thought that was great. He said, that's going to be great. And then Darnell said, they're all going to change instruments. And Big Brother said, no. And he said, oh, yes, I think they ought to. And Big Brother said, no. And they had this argument about it. And then Big Brother said, well, Big Brother's now cancelled the task. And he denied them another token.
What an
and
idiot.
Darnell...
Darnell is an idiot. He's being arrogant.
Darnell.
Sorry, Imogen?
I like Darnell.
I like Darnell.
Oh, listen, I like Darnell. But what a stupid thing to do. He's got a little bit arrogant and carried away there, don't you think, Imogen?
Oh, but he gets away with it, though. Like, I love his whole coolness, the whole American thing.
Would you agree he is perhaps the worst rapper in the world?
Oh.
He is terrible.
He reminds me of Spiral. Spiral used to do a lot of that in the house.
She told me about that cookie love.
Cookie love.
No, it's that one, Them Girls. You need to find that one.
No. Anyway, Nora, you've called in the show because you want to talk, not because you want to hear us witter on like idiots. What have you got for us, Nora?
No problem. Sorry?
Yes. What have you got for us, Nora?
Well, I just basically, I wanted to ask Imogen. I hated Jennifer. I couldn't stand her. I just saw the bitching and moaning. But I also just like Rebecca and Luke and the bodybuilding king and queen of fake tan. I just wondered who Imogen hated the most or disliked the most, should I say.
Oh, OK.
Or does she like them all?
Yeah, I thought, when I first watched Jennifer, I thought she was a bit of a sneak. And I don't know, that kind of proved me right. Like, the whole painting, I thought it was way over the top. And that just pushed me over. I was like, no, I don't like her anymore. who else don't I really like in
that? That painting, it's funny you mention that. That painting was, and Davina mentioned it tonight, was a turning point, I think, where a lot of people who quite liked her thought, hang on, you're mental. The picture was rubbish. My three-year-old nephew Dylan could do a better picture than that. And she's going,
I don't know what, though. The painting wasn't even touched.
No, there was nothing wrong with it.
Yeah, I didn't see any difference, to be honest.
There was a little smudge on the end. It didn't even touch the whole painting. I just couldn't believe it. And she was saying,
you wouldn't do that to a Monet.
I wouldn't put my fingers in your food.
Oh, you...
What that was that about?
That was the turning point, I think, where a lot of people went off. But that Imogen, come on, get off this fence you're sitting on. Is there anybody in the house you actually hate?
Here. Oh, my God, like... There's no one I actually hate yet, but people get just getting on my nerves. You know what I mean?
What about Bex? Like, what about Bex? Come on.
Bex, oh my God, I do not want to see her body again.
Oh, no.
Seriously, put it away. Like, I'm sorry, but no, way too much. And I think she is trying to be too much like Nikki.
Big up!
You think she's trying to be like Nikki?
Yeah, she's saying, I'm the coolest, and having a tantrum and, you know, trying to be a character and stuff.
So do you think people watch the show from previous years and then sort of aspire to be like someone? So maybe Jen...
You know what? I do, like, in my opinion, like, I wasn't a character in there. I was just doing my own thing. But, right. like, there was big characters in my one, and people have gone to be like them since BB7, you know?
Right.
So, yeah, I can't stand her body anymore. Luke is funny, but he's starting to get on my nerves a bit.
He's getting a little bit irritating, the whole Luke thing, isn't it? Yeah. Little stirring, winding people up.
His accent and the way he is and stuff, it's just getting on my nerves. I like Lisa and Mario, but I just don't understand Lisa with her weights a bit.
Lisa, can I just say, I'm going to say this in case you don't know this. Lisa is the most beautiful woman on this planet living at the moment. She is a fox. And when she was in the bath with Mario tonight being exfoliated, I said exfoliated,
I was actually on my way back up London at that point.
Oh, well, I'm
ready to come on your show.
Well, what happened? Are you sure you've not been drinking or something, Imogen, and you're in a nightclub somewhere?
In the toilet of a nightclub.
I wish I was.
Nora, listen, anything else, Nora, before we let you go?
Oh.
No, too late. Alan.
Ian.
Yes, Alan.
Hello, Ian.
Hi.
This could take some time. Alan.
Hello.
Yes.
Hi.
Gemma, you take this one.
How are you, Alan?
I'm good.
Did you enjoy tonight's show?
Yeah, I'm thinking of the new housemates, you know.
You're thinking about the new housemates?
I'm thinking they're going to be fun.
Yeah, they're going to be fun. Which one do you think was the most interesting?
The one I met in last, Becky or something was her name?
Belinda, that's what she said her name was.
Belinda.
Three times she kept saying it. Apparently her first, middle and last name is Belinda.
What?
Yeah, well, she seems a bit crazy and weird. I think she'll cause some stirring.
Some stirring?
Yeah.
You felt. Hang on, let me get this right, Alan, because it's hard to understand what you're saying because you're mumbling like a drunk. Are you saying you felt?
I'm in Glasgow.
Yes. Are you? I didn't hear that either.
He did it in Glasgow.
That would explain it. Are you saying you felt?
I'm a Scotch.
Yeah. All right. Shut up. Are you saying you felt a stirring when you saw Belinda?
Yeah.
You fancy Belinda.
A wee bit, actually.
Ah.
Okay. Ah. Well, Alan, do you know what? Yeah, I'm going to let you go, Alan, because you're scaring me.
Okay, Ian.
He's gone. 0871 200 1048 is the telephone number. Do give us a call. Now, Imogen. So we kind of worked out who you hate, sort of.
Yeah.
Is there who do you really, really like in there?
Well... Actually, can I just finish off who I don't really like?
Yes. If you've got hatred in you, let's hear it.
No. I'm only joking. No. You know, when people just get on your nerves a little bit?
Yeah, go on.
I really like Kat. I mean, I think she's a darling. You know what I mean? She's so, like, harmless and just, you know, just complete darling. But the whole cookie thing is getting on my nerves. You know, the whole, like, cookie and, I'm just like, that's integral, you know, just... I think now that the weeks are going on, like, the more things are getting, you know, a bit on everyone's nerves, I think.
I think that she stands a very good chance of winning, though, Kat. I wasn't so sure at the start, but she's not really offended anyone outside of the house. She's upset a few people inside the house because she... Although when she cried last night and Bex went mental. Oh, she's crying again. Oh, she's crying again. Let her cry, for goodness sake.
Bex is horrible.
Bex, yeah.
Oh, she's horrible, yeah. Man. Oh, like, Kat, she is just... Oh, she's very innocent.
The cookie thing might be a bit annoying, but I think she's genuinely obsessed with cookies. Yeah. It doesn't
seem
like an act. She loves them.
We've got a caller on the line. We've got Barry from Watford. Hello, Barry.
Hello there, Ian.
Is that... Hello, Barry.
No, can you hear me all right?
I can. There's ever such a slight delay, so we may talk over each other. Barry, you're through to myself and Gemma and also Imogen from Big Brother 7.
Hello, we both talked there, did we?
Yes. Are you enjoying Big Brother this year, Barry?
There's a slight delay.
Yes, it's not that long.
Yes.
Yes, Barry?
Very much. I am enjoying it. What I find is that young lady who was evicted tonight treated in my opinion, very, very unfairly.
Why is that, Barry?
And, she was booed.
She was booed?
She was booed.
Booed.
No, not good.
Oh, booed. Yeah.
And cast when she come out of the house. And I want to say to her that if she's listening, and I doubt it, but if she is...
She might be.
No. Someone is somewhere, but you know what I'd like to say is there are plenty of opportunities. For example, my residential home, we have a barbecue in the summer. We got one coming up next week. If she wants to open it,
yes,
you know,
a work opportunity already.
Why not?
How much would you be able to offer her, Barry?
Well, my Margaret's pension comes through with mine and my friend David, who lives next door. We could get upwards of £17-18 for the afternoon.
Well, Barry, she's in next week, so we will ask her for you.
Definitely pass on the message.
Thanks. Mate, sausages.
Yes, thank you for calling, Barry.
Shops.
Yeah, good night.
Shots and sausages.
Chopped steak.
Good night, Barry.
No, I don't think they're that in.
Wow.
Let's all just calm down and have a breather, shall we?
Big Brother, sponsored by the Liberty Sim from Virgin Mobile.
Get closer to Big Brother. Channel4.com/Big Brother.
Okay, 0871 200 1048 is the phone number. Did the public get it right in evicting Jennifer? What do you make of the new housemates? And how will the house change now that it's got three new occupants? 0871 200 1048 is the phone number.
On the phone right now,
They should be here,
they should be here.
Go on.
On the phone, we're looking for super supporters of Jen and Rex, the two that we look... Let's start again.
You're listening live to Big Brother's Big Ears.
On the phone right now, we've got the two super supporters of Jen and Rex, the two housemates who are up for eviction this week. As we know, Jen went, but we're going to hear from them and see what they have
we've
to
got,
say.
We've got Jamie is gentle. Now, Jamie, I think I owe you a sincere apology, my friend, because when you were last on Big Brother's Big Ears, I was very, very rude to you, sir, by saying you were stupid. Do you accept my apology?
You were extremely rude. Yeah, no, I do accept your apology.
Well, then you are an idiot. So, did Jen deserve to be evicted tonight, Jamie?
Well, I'm a fair weather supporter, me. She did.
No, you don't understand the concept. You're her super supporter. You've got to constantly big her up. You can't be negative about her.
No, this whole concept is ridiculous. I'm also a Bolton Wanderers supporter.
You're telling me.
If they do crap, then I say they do crap.
Okay, well, how do you think the house will change now that... why aren't you out on a Friday night, Jamie? Why are you in talking to us?
Because I'm married.
Okay, good luck. Oh, dear, we've all got that to look forward to one day. How do you think the house will change now that she's been booted out?
Oh, it's very interesting, though. The three new girls have gone in. I'm hoping it'll become a happier place because it's more entertaining when it's happier. I like Kat. I want to see more of Kat.
Yeah.
Cookie power!
It's been a very tense dark place recently, hasn't it?
It has, yeah. Mm. It sends me to bed in a bad mood, really.
It's true, actually.
It makes me feel very uncomfortable watching.
Quite negative.
Yeah, it's a negative vibe out there, man. Maybe it's just indicative of society today. Who knows? Is Big Brother a mirror reflecting us, or are we reflecting ourselves onto them?
It's a bit deep here.
It is a little bit deep, isn't it? Who do you think is going to win Big Brother now, Jamie?
Who do I think is going to win? Kat. I hope Kat's going to win.
I think it's looking like it's going to be Kat. I think Luke's out of the running, surely, now, isn't he?
Yeah, he's nowhere.
Yeah, he's too evil.
Not necessarily evil, just a bit of a whiner.
Tanya, you are Rex's super supporter.
Hello, good evening.
Hello, good evening to you, Tanya. Remind us where you're calling from.
I'm calling from Scarborough in North Yorkshire.
Oh, dear. And what's it like up there? But it's wonderful this time of year, isn't it, eh?
It's been fantastic today, but apparently the weather's going to get nasty tomorrow.
It's going to turn tomorrow. We'll all be soaking wet.
Lovely.
Yes.
Now, were you surprised that Rex stayed in?
No.
Not at all?
Not at all.
He looked very... I'm just going to persevere with the sentence and hopefully one of us will say. He looked very disappointed to have remained in, didn't he?
I think he was gutted. I think he was ready for going. But I, like I said on Tuesday, I think the public see him as genuine and just dislikes Jennifer more, I'm afraid. Sorry.
Gemma, do you want to talk to her?
What do you think about the three new housemates?
Undecided, yeah. I mean, obviously, May Soon got booed the minute she went in, which I thought was a little bit unfair.
It's a bit harsh.
I think it's going to spice things up. I think it's going to be good.
Do you think Rex is going to change his attitude? Because he's been a little bit cocky. He's a little bit arrogant, a little bit smug. I quite like him. I think he's going to get into the final. Do you think he's going to change, though? He was getting a bit arsey with Mohammed, wasn't he, today?
I'm thinking maybe now that there's new housemates and the fact that Jen's gone, maybe he might loosen up a little bit and just have to resign himself to the fact that he's not disliked as much as he thought.
OK, well, listen, Jamie, you're no longer Jen's super supporter, but we do pray to God that you'll still call us up from time to time and let us know how you and your wife are getting on.
Really? OK. Well, are you going to start the 11 o'clock show again?
Oh, just for you, Jamie, I'll do it, all right? It'll be on next Tuesday.
Sacha Baron Cohen did better out of it than you did.
Oh, you cheeky sod. Right, cut him off. He's a... okay. What a cheeky... dear. Tanya, you're not going to cheat me, are you?
Who, me? Never.
Well, then you can come back again, my dear.
Oh, thank you.
There we go. Thanks for calling. That was all a little bit awkward and uncomfortable, wasn't it?
He was getting you back. He called him stupid and an idiot.
He
no wonder
me. He totally buoyed me. 0871 200 1048 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. Now, it's official. Jen has left the building and three new housemates have entered the house. That means we require three new super supporters.
It's very simple to get in touch. If you want to be a part of the Big Ears family and nurture a new housemate until their time in the house is up, here's how you do it.
This is Pete Bennett, and you can contact us by calling 0871 200 1048, full stop. Calls cost 10p a minute from a BT landline, full stop. Calls from other networks may vary, and from mobiles will cost considerably more, full stop. And terms and conditions from our phone and text services can be found at channel4.com/Big Brother. And you can send your messages into us by texting ears, followed by your comments to 83188, full stop. Texts are charged at user standard network rate, full stop. I don't actually say full stops all the time. For some reason I did then. I must be going mendable or something.
That's not part of it, that you read out punctuation as well, is it? I thought it was just involuntary swearing and stuff, but apparently, who knows? If you want to be a super supporter, then, you know, do all that.
And I'll be manning the website tonight too. So please be nice to me. Get your questions down on channel4.com/Big Brother. And we're going to speak to Imogen a bit more after this.
Big Brother, sponsored by The Daily Bonus from Virgin Mobile.
You're listening to Big Brother's Big Ears, only on channel4.com/Big Brother.
I want that man to be my friend.
Why?
So he can talk like that down the phone to me like, hello Ian, day 9 in the Big Brother house, and Ian's getting bored with it all.
He doesn't sound like that at all.
In my head it sounds exactly like him. You do him.
This is Day 4 in the Big Brother house.
Imogen, can you do his voice?
I can't. I'll try.
Go on.
I can't do it.
Day 4, Big Brother.
Day 4 in the Big Brother house. No, I can't do it.
Oh, 8712001048. Find up. What's his name? Isn't it Marcus? Is it Marcus? Is that his name? Find up and do an impression of him. Day 4, Big Brother.
Mark Bentley, isn't it?
Everybody's getting boozed up on cider.
Anyway, I'm Ian Lee.
And I'm Gemma Kearney.
And this is Big Brother's Big Ears. There's loads going on in the show tonight and every Tuesday and Friday at 11:30 p.m.
Now, as you know, our guest was going to be Imogen in the studio, but she's on the phone. Imogen lasted a whopping 86 days in Big Brother 7 and was well known for speaking Welsh to fellow housemate Glyn and for being one of the sexiest Big Brother contestants of all time. In case you can't remember, here are some of Imogen's best bits from the Big Brother house. .com/Big Brother.
Hot topics with Imogen on Big Brother. Oh man, I don't know what I'm doing.
I find you boring and dull, and I think you're plastic. I find you just
plastic.
I just think you're just dull and ordinary.
I think you are.
And I don't mind living in this house with you, but I just don't, you know,
yeah,
if I don't connect with you, you're boring, you're dull, and that's it. And that's fine. And I've said that in your diary, but I've never called you a false bitch.
Imogen, please introduce your song and sing to Susie.
Beautiful Susie, she's so lovely and choosy. Her head is so fluffy. Can I have a look at your wedding ring? Sparkling so much, I can't stop looking at it.
Big Brother, I quit! I quit!
I'm bored shitless. I can't do it anymore.
Oh, I've knackered a computer in here as well now. It's all going on. Now, Imogen.
I'm cringing.
So,
yeah.
What?
I'm cringing.
Oh, really? Does it bring back bad memories?
Only some bits, like Hot Topics.
Hot Topics. With Imogen.
You know what,
with Imogen.
Right?
I like that.
I am, like, generally really just crap at doing stuff like that. I couldn't believe when we had a task like that, I was like, please don't. I can't do it. And I came up with that and I was like, oh no. And then it became like a ringtone.
Hot Topics.
It's
Hot
really
topics.
Good.
It is quite good. I think we
10
should.
10 points for enthusiasm. I'm going to do it.
We should introduce that as a feature here.
Hot
now, you, it was one of the best Big Brothers. In all honesty, Imogen, and I do have to say this, I didn't see much of it because I was in prison. But you
why do you always say that? Were you? Did you go to prison?
I won't ask for what.
For a little bit. I'm not allowed to talk about it. But you were in there with Nikki Graham, who I've worked with, and she's great fun, isn't she? Yes. Pete Bennett, who came in, seemed like a nice fella. Grace. Leah. Was Leah... Which one was Leah the porno lady?
Yeah,
I'm guessing someone's doing a gesture to indicate that, yes, she may have made pornographic movies. And Shabazz.
Yeah.
What was it like living with that bunch of fruitcakes?
Well, there's not much to say, really. Like, I can't believe I lasted 86 days, because they were nutters, a lot of them, to tell you the truth. Totally out of the ordinary. That's not normal at all.
How irritating is Nikki Graham to live with? I worked with her for, 4 days, one day a week for a month, and it reduced me to tears. Living with her, was it worse?
Do you know what? When we were first living together, before she got evicted the first time, we just all adapted around her. Like, it was fine, you know. We didn't know any better, and no one knew what the outside world was thinking or nothing. But then she came back in and started having extra tantrums, and you know all this because she knew that the outside world loved it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it was a bit, like, false then, and I just went off her then. I was like, oh, I don't like it anymore, because you know what you're doing, yeah? And totally playing up to it, and I just didn't like it at all, obviously, because I was still stuck in the house. Didn't have a clue what was going on outside and stuff. So, you know, at the start, it was fine, but then
you know, it just became a bit too much and a bit too false for my liking, I think.
So you don't talk now, you don't hang out together at all?
No, we don't hang out, but if I see her, I say, you know what I mean? But yeah, we're not, like, friends and stuff, like, you know, two different characters, I think.
Who are you still friends with?
I'm still friends with Ash, and Glyn, and Caesar. You know, we just, like, chat and stuff. But to be honest, when I went in the house, it wasn't just to make friends, you know what I mean? I had my own friends, and I just wanted to go in, you know, just to see what it was like and stuff.
The bits I did see of your series in the D-Wing when we were allowed TV privileges was you talking Welsh with Glyn. Now, I don't have a go at you, Imogen. I thought that should have been banned, because that meant you had, like, secret-coded dead language that no one else could understand. And that's naughty, surely, isn't it?
I didn't use that to my advantage, though. Because I didn't know that there was actually subtitles up and stuff like that. Like, I didn't know whether they were showing us talking or anything. But I should have just used that a lot more. Because the thing was, I was actually... When I was living in London beforehand, I hadn't spoke Welsh for a while. So, you know, I just needed a bit of oiling up kind of thing.
You did what, sorry?
I need a bit of oiling up.
Oiling up, okay.
Yeah.
I've seen those photos, yes.
So, you know, I just think that I should have used that a lot more, though, like Glyn and I, because we weren't really using it much, but I think they showed a bit when we were then. But I think towards the end, I was becoming a bit more bitchy, I think, you know, and using it a bit more, because towards the end, you just do it then, didn't you? There's nothing else to do with that bitch then, really.
Well, these lot went for it straight away, didn't they?
I know, but you know why, though? Like, this is it, though. They're all going for it straight away because they all want their little bit of, you know, coverage for that night.
Their
you know,
moment.
It's only like, yeah, it's only on for an hour, and people argue because they want their argument there.
Yeah.
And they want to show that they're very opinionated.
Yeah.
And that they can stick up for themselves, and that they're strong, and they're good character. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and they're being real.
Yeah, oh, I hate it. Oh, I don't know. Because it's just so... Because I love Big Brother, and I want to go back in. If they said, Imogen, go in, like, next week, I'd go back in, like, definitely. Because, like, you know, like, when you're actually in there, it's so different as well. And, you know, I was really, really quiet in there as well.
Mm.
But,
You want to go and kick off?
Sorry?
You want to go in there and kick off a bit? Be a bit louder?
Now that, like, 2 years on, and I think I've... Actually, in those 2 years, I think I've just grown up a little bit more, and I just don't really care about things now. I think I'd go in and be like, ooh, you know, stirred up a little bit.
But, and rumour has it that you dated Russell Brand since you've been out of the house. Is that true? Is that part of your growing up process?
Oh, yeah, that was part of the growing up process, yeah.
Did you actually date him?
Me and Russell are still friends now and stuff. Yeah, I did
sexy date friend. Him
for a while afterwards, yeah. He's a good guy. He's doing really well now, isn't he?
He's doing movies and stuff. Now, you have been voted the sexiest woman in Wales.
Oh, I know.
What's next? In UK?
Well, I was in the FHM Sexiest Women in the World kind of thing.
Wow.
Don't know how I managed to get in there, really.
Yeah.
But I was in there once, and I had a double pitch bed. I was quite proud of that.
Are you doing any more photographic shoots for magazines? Soon.
I just done.
Lovely.
Actually, yeah. Do you know what? I like doing it. I'm not going to lie. You know what I mean?
No.
I do like doing it. And I like doing the lads' mags and stuff. And, you know, I think it's good fun. And also, I'm opening up my own business now as well in Cardiff.
I shall splash out on those magazines. What business are you doing in Cardiff?
I'm opening up a nail bar in 2 weeks' time.
Oh, come on! We're all coming. I've just noticed my nails are filthy because I've been messing around in the garden. We're all coming down and getting free nails. Is it called Imogen's?
It's called Imogen's Nails.
Oh, man alive. We're coming down for free nails. Now, current housemate... We're supposed to be my big brother, sorry. Current housemate Rachel claims to know you from the Miss Wales competitions. Do you remember her at all?
Oh, yeah, I know Rachel. Yeah, we're actually friends. But I didn't know that she was going into the house at all. But, you know, yeah, no, we're actually friends. Yeah, we got each other's numbers and we chat and stuff. And
you did quite well, for the most part, by keeping your head down. And as you say, towards the end, you got maybe a little bit bitchy. Is that the secret to staying in the house and doing well, is just keeping your head down and being a bit quiet?
Well, do you know what? Do you know what it was with me? I had a big argument with Richard on the first week. And it was quite like, you know... very bitchy argument kind of thing.
Yes.
And then, well, I don't know, I just... Am I allowed to swear on this show? No.
Yeah. Well, well, it depends what you're going to say.
What category swear it is? What does it begin with?
F.
Well, then you're not allowed to say that, young lady. No, shame on you for even thinking it, but we've got the idea.
It's not a really swear word.
F is a swear word.
Yeah, that is a swear word.
S.
F for Freddy or S for sugar?
S for sugar.
Okay, well, we shouldn't really say that.
Let's not risk it.
No, let's not risk it.
Okay, go on then. Anyway, let me just say in another way.
Say it in Welsh.
Cachy. Anyway,
Cachy, like in puppy caca.
Yeah.
the dead languages are so funny. I love them.
It's funny, isn't it?
Yeah.
Anyway, like that first week when I had that argument, you know, I just got really, really scared and that I was going to get hated. Because, like, I think of life after BB. You know what I mean?
Yes, you have to.
I was like, oh my God, I just had a massive argument and I'm going to get hated. Oh my God, I better keep my head down for the rest of the time that I'm in the house.
Do people still recognise you from Big Brother, or do they now recognise you for being a nudie model?
Well, no, Big Brother, you know what I mean? Because, like, at the end of the day, every time it comes on every year, then I do my shoots again, and you just get reminded then again, you know what I mean? But I don't mind it, I love it, it's great, you know what I mean?
Okay. Imogen, listen, we've got a super supporter that's going to be coming on the line soon. However, my phone system has shut itself down. So producer Dan is going to boot up the computer phone system here. If you want to give us a call, there's still 20 minutes of the show left. 0871 200 1048. 0871 200 1048. Now's a very good time for me to say that calls cost ten pence a minute from BT Landlines. Calls from other networks may vary, and from mobiles will cost considerably more. Right, we have got Marissa. Now, Imogen, let me explain. The super supporters, basically, they come on, we pick a new housemate at random. They can then only say good things about that new housemate from when they come on. We have Marissa. Hello, Marissa. Where are you from?
I'm from Croydon.
Croydon, glamorous. Okay, are you obviously a fan of Big Brother. What did you think of the three new girls that went in this evening?
Oh, they're really interesting. I can see Mason. I can see Mason creating quite a bit of problems. I think once they get in,
she was getting booed. She was getting booed the moment she stepped off the motorbike.
I mean, so far the only thing I can say about her that's good is that she's pretty, but she looks a bit stuck up. So
she does look
a bit stuck up.
Imogen, what were you trying to say there? Sorry.
Those motorbikes are so funny when they have to put the helmet over their makeup and everything.
Oh, the girls must be gutted. They must be upset because I know what you girls like with hair and makeup and
spending hours in that room trying to look amazing, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Trying to go in and all of a sudden, you have to put this helmet on.
Marissa, we're going to choose at random. We have three scraps of paper. Who would you like to be a super supporter of?
Probably Belinda, because she seems quite a nice person.
Yeah. Marissa, I have to stop you there. Something important is happening. I'm going to fade you down. I have an important announcement to make, listeners to Big Brother's Big Ears. Jen is on the line. Hello, Jen.
Yeah.
Hello.
How's it going? This is so exciting.
It is. It's absolutely insane. I've just... Oh, what a day.
I can't... Do you know what? For a second, I can't actually believe it's you because we're
I know, that was really random.
We're so used to watching you on the telly and suddenly... Listen, we'll only keep you for a few minutes because I know that you must be having a mental...
I'm looking at a picture of you right now.
You must be having a mental evening. Are you glad to be out of the house, disappointed? How are you feeling?
I'm happy. Obviously, I'll get to see my family and various things. But obviously, yeah, because I'm disappointed, I was enjoying the experience. You know, there was some negative sides of it. But in all, it is an amazing experience. It's brilliant to be in there. So, yeah, I'm slightly disappointed. But, you know, that's just part and parcel of it, I suppose.
Jen, can we say, we felt for you when you came out and there was that wall of booze and you looked like you were going to cry. Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm fine. But it's not nice, you know, nobody wants that kind of reaction or banners saying, you know, Jen smells of fish. I mean, what is that about?
Well, it wasn't a personal reference. It was a reference to you, to the you
seal
being a
task.
Seal.
Yeah, that was just the worst thing ever. I mean, God, how'd you do that to a person? The smell was horrific.
Did you have to... You went and slept in the bad bedroom, didn't you, though? So the posh room didn't stink. That was very naughty.
I know. Well, God, as if I'm going to let my bed smell of that. It was disgusting. It was really, really bad. So, yeah, I slept in the boys' bedroom and I thought, well, no one sleeps in there anyway on their beds, so it doesn't matter if it stinks afterwards. But Rebecca didn't. She made the whole room stink, the luxury bedroom.
Now, you were on Big Brother with Davina. We saw you slightly backed into a corner where you said you love Dale.
Yeah.
You've had a bit of time to think about it. Give us the truth.
Bad.
Oh, hello. I think Jen has just hung up on us there.
We're just about to get the proper goss.
We were about to get the exclusive.
No way.
And either she might have done that thing that I often do on the mobile phone when I'm talking to someone I don't want to talk to.
And pretend. I'm sure you've done that to me.
I have done that. It's the whole. Oh, Jenny, you're back.
Yeah, I'm here.
You can't get away from that question that easily, young lady.
That was
the
crucial moment.
Tell us the truth.
Episode 2 with Jen and Dale.
Well, love is a mean God. That is such a strong word. I couldn't possibly love anybody after 4 weeks. That would just be ridiculous. But yeah, we had a strong bond in the house. And you know, you can't help but bond with people. And you know, we did have a really good, strong connection. We were really close. Obviously, the longer we were there, the sort of the bond kind of grew, kind of thing. Do you know what I mean? You can't deny sort of your feelings. But we were really good friends. Obviously, from a viewing point of view, I could say it would be brilliant if it was this fairy tale romance and that kind of thing. But we'll just see what happens on the outside world.
Mm. What did Davina say to you as you get the little gap where we watch the advert? So I saw her grab your hand because you did look like you were pretty upset. What did she say to you in those moments?
Yeah, she was just saying she was so happy about the man. Sort of working out for her, and she was just like, don't worry about it, you know, we obviously had to ask those questions as to why this kind of response that you got, but I just didn't think it would be a huge deal, this whole painting thing. I just didn't think it was that much of a big deal, to be honest.
Well, Jen, can I ask you, we are going to lose you in a second, the line is going, but one last question.
Yeah.
Why did you get so upset about the painting?
I don't know, it was because like Rex is such a competitive person, and every task that we ever do, he strives to win.
I think we've lost Jen there. It's a shame. Well, I was going to give her some advice there. Get that painting at the end of it. Put it on eBay.
Yeah, that's going to be worth loads.
That's 50, 60 pounds easily.
More.
But plus your postage and packing, you put a markup. Always charge a little bit more for the postage and packing than it actually costs. And you're there. Jen, listen, we'll let you go.
She's listening to your eBay advice.
Sell the picture on eBay. You'll make a fortune. What are you doing this weekend? I assume you're going to go and see your little baby, are you?
Yeah, God, I can't wait to see her. I've been dying to see her. So yeah,
What was that like? That's been making me curious. What was that like leaving your little baby for a month?
Oh, it was so hard. Yeah. But you know, you kind of just get on with it, really. You just have to. It's part of the whole thing. But obviously, I had people in there that were parents. So if I wanted to speak to someone about it, I had that sort of thing with Stuart and then Lisa and Mario.
Jen, listen, we're going to let you go. Thank you very, very much for coming on. I guess you'll be in the studio next week. Fingers crossed.
Looking forward to it.
Okay, Jen, thank you for that. 0871 200 1048 is the telephone number. More of your calls after this.
Big Brother, sponsored by the Daily Bonus from Virgin Mobile.
Big Brothers, Big Ears, every Tuesday and Friday at 11:30.
Ah, there we go.
Super supportive.
She seemed quite nice on the phone, didn't she?
Yeah, she did. I think... Being in there, everything's magnified, maybe brings out the worst in you. Because I like Sylvia and I didn't like her in the house, but I liked her in person.
Oh, man, I hate myself for doing this. Go on.
Super supporters.
Yes.
So, as you know, 3 brand new housemates entered the Big Brother 9 house tonight. And we need you to support them. If you've got what it takes to cherish, love and honour a housemate until they leave Big Brother house, then we want to hear from you. In the meantime, here's what the new housemates said about themselves before they entered the house.
Live from channel4.com/Big Brother.
I'm an advocate and I say that I'm a voice for the voiceless, and I would hope that I would be an advocate, and I have been an advocate for them.
I'm loud, fun, sociable, energetic, maybe a bit crazy, and very Australian.
I would describe myself as being somebody who's a very good listener, a good friend, I'm loyal, very cheerful, and I try to be confident.
I am not afraid. Perhaps I talk too much, and I would agree with that. Too principled, perhaps.
The qualities I dislike most in other people would be arrogance. People that are just up their own asses, arrogant, just have nothing nice to say about anyone. Rude people. You know, I've got no time for people like that.
I get on best with people who are like me, who are very outgoing. People who say what they honestly think, without offending people, without being rude or mean, just for the sake of being mean.
people have said that I sing well, so I would say as a vocalist, I think that's a talent that I have. Touching 13th stone, what makes us prone to chips or chops, loss or loveless life, strife, sadness or grief, substance to protect us from reality, living a big size, distorted morality, hide us, protect us, be our shield, perhaps, large, luscious, busty, big, chubby, chunky, cuddly, round, astound them with your size, fat, yes, we can be that.
My worst nightmare in the house would be if people didn't like me, definitely. They just hated me and no one would talk to me. But I can't see that happening. I mean, I'm not a bitch.
Oh, wow.
Wow, fat, cuddly round.
Fat, cuddly round, fat, wow. But people who, everyone knows that people who say they're crazy are the least crazy people in the world. I'm a little bit crazy. Don't let me near the beer because I will go bonkers. You won't. You'll be really, really boring and we'll talk about pipes all night. That's what you'll do. Anyway, three new housemates and we need three new super supporters. We've got Marissa back. Hello, Marissa.
Hey,
I'm sorry we had to abandon you there, but, you know, these things are these things. Now, you were telling us, who would you like to be the super supporter of?
Well, I was saying Belinda because she seems like the most easiest to support out of all three of them. Because I can see a bit of trouble coming from the other two. But
I know her from somewhere. I know her from somewhere and it's going to bug me. I hope it's not from a drunken one-night stand. I'm sure it's not. OK, Marissa, we have... Gemma, well, Gemma, explain what you're about to do.
OK, I'm going to pick from my rustly bowl. And I'm
going to
pick...
Well,
stop.
Do watch on the webcam before Gemma's rustly bowl.
Before I pick from the rustly bowl, I'm just going to say that Ian sneakily just told me that he wants to lick Lisa's tit.
No, what? No, I didn't say that. No, I didn't. No, that is libel. What I actually said was, I said that when...
Not allowed to say that word, boob.
What? When Lisa comes in, I will try and work my magic on her, and I did an impression of her being very accommodating to me. That's all. I didn't say I'd want to.
Don't lie. Mario's going to have you.
Yeah, I think Mario's going to have a go for that.
I'm up for that. Hey, right, go on. Right, put your hand in your rustly bowl. I'll have a fiddle if you want.
My goodness. Okay, you've got Sarah. Angelina Jolie lookalike.
Marissa, you have got Sarah. Yeah. I'm writing it down, although I'll never look at this bit of paper again.
But yes, he will.
Marissa has Sarah. Are you happy with that?
Yeah, I suppose it's kind of in between.
No, Marissa, you love
her.
You're a super supporter. Are you happy with it?
Yeah, I'm happy. Of course I'm happy.
Do you think she's going to win?
Yeah, definitely. Because I'm her supporter. She'll win. Don't worry.
Exactly.
Marissa, listen, well done. We go to Mason now. Hello, Mason.
Hello.
Hi, Mason.
Mason, switch off your volume on your computer or your internet feed or whatever it is, because it might be a little bit confusing.
Yeah, hello.
Yes, hello there, sir.
Hello, sir.
Yes, hello there. Yes.
Rustily bow.
Oh, I don't want to look at
hello,
it.
Hello, yes.
Yes, hello there, Mason. Yes, OK, this is going round.
Hello there.
Yes, hello, Mason. Now, shush.
Hello.
Just shut up! You see what we have to deal with, Imogen? Just freaks and weirdos. That's what we have to put up with. Right, so, Mason, you have
yes.
Monsoon and Bernadette. What's her name, Bridget? What's her name? Belinda.
Belinda.
Monsoon
Belinda.
And Belinda,
fat,
Belinda, Belinda.
Fat, cuddly, round. Fat, cuddly, round.
Belinda.
Which one of those two would you like to wave the flag for?
I'll say Monsoon, because it kind of sounds like Mason, and I think she's okay. And probably, if I was in the house, I'd probably get on and move her.
You wouldn't.
You would get on with her,
okay.
Right?
Okay. Mm. Mason.
Ooh,
yeah,
that?
You know.
Ooh, Mason and Mason.
Yeah, Mason, you sound like a...
Mason and Mason.
Okay, you sound like a crazy guy there, so let's see which one you're going to get.
Okay, picking from the rustly bowl, and you have got... You've got Mason!
You've got Mason!
You see, that's Eminem.
You've got it! Evidence! You've got evidence!
Yeah, I've got Eminem.
You got Eminem!
Yeah, I've got Eminem.
Well, Mason, I literally can't wait to speak to you again.
I'm looking forward to it.
Okay.
Mason and Mason.
Mason, can I ask, what are you doing this weekend? Anything exciting?
Well, I haven't actually planned yet, but I don't really know.
I'm not asking you out for a drink or anything. I just wondered what a man like you gets up to.
Well, I go out with my friends because I study in uni and I'm studying film production.
Oh, you're one of those. Let's go to Lena.
Ian, you're so rude. You're so rude.
We have to speak to that man again.
No, I like Mason.
Lena.
Yes.
Hello.
Hello.
Woo, hilarious.
Hi, I am an American. I am an American stuck in Wolverhampton for 14 years.
Wow.
Well, yeah, what I suggest you get the tube to Heathrow and then get the plane back home, for goodness sakes. Where are you,
you
from?
Guys are right.
Where are you from in the United States of America?
Originally, Rockford, Illinois.
There's no such place. Rockford?
Rockford,
there is such
Illinois.
A place.
Rockford's a detective, isn't he?
No.
The Rockford Files. Okay, well, Gemma, tell Lena who she has won.
Well, is there anyone left? You've got Belinda.
But, oh, God, Belinda.
She's
Belinda.
Good. I like her.
Lena, now, listen.
You like her.
Lena, yeah. We all know that the American Big Brother sucks a fat one. What makes... Oh, it does. And the American Big Brother's awful. It doesn't work. They don't understand how to do it. It's terrible. What makes the British Big Brother so good, Lena?
Well, actually, my name is pronounced as Lina.
Okay. Well, thanks for calling. Oh, wait, no, I could be so cruel. Lina.
No, that's all right. No,
as in ocean.
That's fine. No. What makes Big Brother so good? I love, actually love, how women in this country can complain and moan about every little single thing that goes on in their life.
Yeah, yeah.
And around them.
Yeah, it's
is
all...
Is that only British women? I just thought that was women.
The women. No, and the men are just as bad.
Well, Lina, listen, we're going to let you go. Thank you very much. We will speak to you. Those are the three new super supporters, and they sound like a lively bunch, don't they?
Yeah, they're a good bunch,
apart from Mason.
Mason's fine. God.
All right, let me press this.
Big Brother, sponsored by the Daily Bonus from Virgin Mobile.
Big Brothers, Big Ears, every Tuesday and Friday at 11:30.
Okay, listen, Imogen, are you still with us?
Yeah.
You sound like you're regretting taking this gig terribly.
I'm joking. No, I am, Sylvia.
There's a lot of strange people out there, aren't there?
Oh, I don't know. They're so super fun. I'm like, woo.
Yeah.
Well, listen, we've got four more minutes left. Gemma's very quickly got some texts for us or emails.
Yeah, it's just general vibe on the forums. Imogen, what do you think of Rex?
I like Rex.
Yeah. Do you fancy him?
No, totally not my type, but I like him. Because
see, I keep
cool.
going in and out thinking he's quite hot. And Hot Scotch on the forum says she's love... Oh, I don't even know if the Hot Scotch is a girl, but I'm guessing it's a hot Scottish woman. Says, I'm loving watching him. Him and Mo look so happy for a change. Let's hope these girls stick with them and Team Nasty implode in their own juices.
Ooh.
What do you think?
I agree.
Get rid of the nasty ones and
get
stick together.
Get rid of those nasties.
Have a
but
nice, happy
I don't
bunch.
Think. But you know, Rex. I think Rex is missing his girlfriend too much, and
yeah.
I don't think he'd, you know, want anything to do with a new girl kind of thing. As in, like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Imogen, are there any of the gentlemen in there that you do fancy?
No, I don't fancy any of them. Don't get me wrong. I think Dale and Stuart are good looking,
yeah.
but I don't fancy them. Like no.
Dale has been annoying the hell out of me the last 2 weeks. I did feel a little
oh my
bit
God,
sorry for him
tonight.
He's
been annoying me. Oh my God, I forgot to say this earlier, actually. Oh my God, he cannot, like, whenever he has an argument, and it's always because he's sticking up for Jen or whatever, he can never back it up with anything.
No, he doesn't.
I'm like, why are you even bothering butting in if you can't back it up? And then he started slagging Rex off the other day, and then he goes to tell him in the bedroom that he didn't mean it exactly.
Yeah,
he's not
the brightest
God.
One, is he, in the house?
No, he's not, is he? And he's trying to come up with these one-liners and stuff, and trying to be a bit funny, and you know, I don't know. And when he went into the house, he was like, "Yeah, do you know what? If I see a bit of, you know, he said that dirty word, or whatever." Girls in there, whatever. I'm just gonna.
Well, he used another F word, didn't he?
Yeah. And excuse me, like he's not acting like that at all.
No, he's not, is he? But he's trying to be all nicey and boysy. Oh, listen, we're running out of time. I think it's time for this now.
Big up, Bexy.
Big up.
Whoa. Actually, we're gonna ask Big Brother addict. Actually, do you think?
Big up.
Do you think that this year's Big Brother is a little bit boring compared to BB7 in regards of tasks and stuff, Imogen?
Yeah. Oh, do you know what? No, I'm being like this now because I just wanted that was to be the best. But apparently I was the best one. I don't know. Viewers might think that last year's one was better. I don't know. But, yeah, in terms of tasks, we had some good ones. But I quite liked that animal one the other day. I thought that was quite funny, actually.
Did you? Would that, Imogen, would you agree with me? I thought Mario looked really cool as the zookeeper with the pith helmet and the safari suit. I thought he looked great.
Me too.
He did look really like Victor Mature, I thought. I thought he did come over very well. Oh, we got another...
I quite like Mario now. I quite like him.
A lot of people are. I do think he could be a winner. He could stay to the end because he's not getting the votes anymore.
You know, like, when everyone... Sorry.
No, go on.
So much to say. Do you know, like, when everyone was saying, oh, yeah, but, you know, he's being too old and so we can't have fun. What he said in the first week was true. You can't leave your shoes on the floor if there's a blind man in the house.
Correct. For health
you
and safety. He also said this.
I am a facilitator. I am a manager of people.
We've got time for one more of these.
OK. Bexy says, how do you feel about the dark-haired beauties?
Is that to me?
Yeah, I'm guessing she probably means Jennifer and Lisa.
Oh, right, OK. Oh, yeah.
Are you feeling the competition?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. I think, do you know what? I think I'm 2 years on now. Like, you know, they need fresh meat and it's great, whatever. You know what I mean?
Fresh meat, did you say?
Yeah. You know what the papers are like. They always want someone new, don't they?
They always need fresh
like,
meat.
Ooh, fresh meat, I say.
Imogen, listen, we've got time for one more call. We've got Richard on the line. Richard, we haven't got much time, so away you go.
About the new housemates that have gone in. I'm particularly warming up to Belinda. I mean, I wasn't expecting her to be so bubbly on the first impressions, but the second she came in, it's like, I won't be surprised if she doesn't get on with Kat and Bex, because the fact all three of them together will just be like, oh, headache.
It would be a nightmare. She's not... Now, am I right in saying that the a late entrance to the Big Brother house has never won Big Brother? I'm looking to producer Dan. He won't have a clue. I think that's... They won't win, will they, Richard?
No.
Oh, well, it really does depend on if the public warm up to them. I mean, the crowd reaction that Belinda and Sarah got, I mean, May Soon, okay, yes, she got booed out of the most, but she's in there to prove a point. But whether any of them will actually be able to win, you never know. I mean, anything can happen, so I won't be surprised. I think Belinda will definitely get to the final.
Yeah. I have just had knob jockey Patrick whispering in my ear, I think it was Patrick, that Brian Bellow may have come in late. We will get that verified for the next Big Brother's Big Ears. Imogen, we're out of time. I think Gemma's got one more question before we go.
I don't have any more questions.
Who's going to win Big Brother?
Oh, I do.
Who's going to win it, Imogen?
Darnell.
No, really?
I think possibly. Yeah. I think things change so quickly in this year's Big Brother. You just don't know what's going to happen.
Gemma, I will bet you £10, Earth pounds, that Darnell will not win and will not make it to the final.
He will make it to the final.
You're on, £10.
You're cool, he will not man. He's cool.
He's not as cool as everyone says he is, I don't think.
Yeah, but he's very likeable as well.
She told me about that cookie love.
Hey, Imogen, listen, thank you so much. Sorry we didn't get to see you, but hopefully we'll see you in a few weeks. Thank you so much for hanging on the phone for an hour.
No probs. Take care, yeah?
Take care.
Bye-bye, Imogen.
And good luck with Imogen's nails.
Oh, thank you.
There we go. Well, she was delightful, wasn't she?
Yeah, hopefully she'll come. Lovely.
That's it. That's all we've got time for. Thanks to Imogen. Thanks to everyone who got in touch tonight. Join us on Tuesday at 11:30 p.m. straight after Big Brother's Big Mouth, when tonight's evicted housemate Jen will be live in this studio to tell us straight about Dale, Stuart, Rex, and those other crazy guys.
And for now, you can get on your telly and you can watch Big Brother live throughout the night. See you next time, or hear us next time.
Now, I don't know which button to press, as there's no numbers here, so I'm just going to press number 3 randomly.
Good night.
You've been listening to Big Brother's Big Ears. Go to the website for more. Channel4.com/Big Brother.
Marjorie uses her Liberty Sim to text her secret lover, Doris. Big Brother, sponsored by the Liberty Sim from Virgin Mobile.